Hello, and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the week perspective, for planetary ingresses, and for the daily transits. Let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Well, that was quite a weekend, I just want to say. The launch of eclipse season, whoa, is what I wrote in my notes. And, you know, if you missed my podcast on Friday talking all about the lunar eclipse, please check it out. I don't know, personally, I found it quite impactful. So, yeah, quite an impactful lunar eclipse, definitely. So yeah, make sure you check out that podcast. I also want to remind you, it's your last chance to ask a question for the March mailbag. It's coming out as a bonus on Sunday. So you can send those to my email. That's astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. And yes, anything, you know, any ideas you have about astrology you want to ask, something in general, something maybe about your chart or a specific thing, what's an ingress, what's a quincunx, you know, all those fun astrology terms are fun to dig into. So please send those to me. And if you can put March mailbag in the subject line, that'll make it easier for me to find. I really need to let you know that today's podcast is going to be a little bit shorter. There is just so much going on with the lunar eclipse today, in terms of moon movements and the, you know, any aspect patterns, pretty simple, definitely until the weekend. So let's dive in. So currently the moon is in Libra and it's still kind of this, you know, hangover, last remnants of the lunar eclipse. So for the next few hours, by the time you hear the pod, the moon will be obviously moving through Libra, but by, you know, early afternoon, it will go void of course. So let's remind ourselves what that means. So when the moon is void of course, it means that it doesn't make any new meaningful connections with any other planet until it changes sign. And so I like to call it a sort of a astrological dead zone. It's the time when you need to be finishing up things. So it's a great afternoon for tying a bow on those projects, cleaning out the junk drawer in your kitchen, you know, purging your closet. Maybe you're getting ready for spring and you're going to bring in all those wonderful new clothes or, you know, your storage clothes back into your closet. I don't know. But it is not the time to be launching a major project, you know, taking your company public, announcing your candidacy for president or prime minister, or launching that new book. Those really big projects, better to wait until the moon changes sign. Now, people are like, wait, is that like a month? No. It's several hours. By tomorrow morning, you know, the moon will have moved into Scorpio. And yes, that's the time to launch. And so when the moon is in Scorpio, of course, fixed water. This is deep emotions, deep passions coming through. Perhaps a little bit of suspiciousness, as Scorpio tends to like to get to the bottom of things. No light conversations, I like to say. But when the emotions are there, your default is to really investigate, do the research to find out what's going on. That is your podcast for Tuesday. I certainly hope you got something out of it. Like I said, short and sweet today. I will be back on Friday to talk all things weekend and all things astrology. Of course, if you have any questions or comments about the podcast, certainly reach out through my email is the best way to get a hold of me, astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. All right, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.